Support for Away With Words comes from Mozy Online Backup. Mozy protects your valuable computer files against data loss from hard drive crashes, viruses, theft, and other disasters. Find out more at mozy.com.
Welcome to another minicast from Away With Words. I'm Martha Barnett. Last week I told you about Randy. He's the guy in San Diego who's raising chickens in his backyard. And that got him to wondering about a lot of English expressions that involve chickens and eggs. Now, Randy says that he gave those three chickens three different nesting boxes, but they all insist on taking turns using just one of them. He writes, "Every day about 10 a.m., they each lay one egg. The hen who's laying the egg sits in the nesting box. The other two always stand near the nesting box, squawking loudly till she's done. When the first hen finishes, she trades places with one of the others, and the whole thing happens again. They've always done this, so I assume this behavior is where we get the expression, to egg someone on." Well, Randy, that's a good guess, but guess what? The expression to egg on has nothing at all to do with chickens or eggs. It comes from an old Norse verb, eggja, which means to incite or goad. And it shares a common linguistic ancestor with the word edge. And in fact, in the past, the expression edge on has been used exactly in the same way as egg on. So they all belong to the same linguistic family. And here's one more expression I really like. It's curate's egg. It means a mixed bag, and you'd use it this way. Say, "I just read a curate's egg of a book. The plot was flimsy and the characters were wooden, but still I couldn't put it down." This expression, curate's egg, goes back to a cartoon that was published in 1895 in the British magazine Punch. You see this picture of a meek curate. In England, that's a clergyman, and he's dining at the home of his bishop. Unfortunately, the curate is served a bad egg, and the bishop notices that something's wrong and politely says, "Oh, I'm afraid you've got a bad egg." But the curate hastily replies, "Oh, no, my lord. I assure you, parts of it are excellent." The joke, of course, is that if you're served a bad egg, it's going to be totally bad, not partly bad. But the curate is too timid to say so to his superior. So today, the expression curate's egg has come to mean something with both good and bad characteristics. I just love this expression. It's such a valiant attempt at tactfulness, don't you think? Oh, parts of it are excellent. Well, now I'm going to egg you on. If you have a question about birds or words or any other aspect of language, please drop us a line. The address is words@waywardradio.org. Or you can always drop by our discussion forum. That's waywardradio.org/discussion. For Away With Words, I'm Martha Barnett.
You can support this program by making a donation at waywardradio.org/donate. Thank you.